So, you're back, huh? You're here.
Yep.
We never left.
Oh, me or them?
They did.
They left.
Well, you left. You buggered off for 6 months.
I did. I disappeared.
You went away.
Traveled the world.
Did you? What'd you see?
Went to Incan cities.
Incan cities?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Down by the deli in Hindley Street. There's a place called Incan City.
Incan City. They're really good tandoori. Check them out.
And falafels.
Yep. But don't have too many, otherwise you'll falafel.
Oh, and poop.
Yep, that's right. Hi, we're dads.
Yeah, that's why you got sick dad
I
jokes.
Got Parker with a dad joke today.
No, which one?
Like, she actually laughed and went, okay, that was a good one.
She goes, I'm hungry. And you went, hello, hungry, I'm dad.
No, she still screams at me whenever I do that.
So do my kids. All the time. Mine are 9 and 7 and they hate me for it.
Mm, yeah.
6.
Parker's got a fringe show this weekend.
Oh, sick.
So I offered to help out, bring some props and stuff for her dance and for the performance. And her teacher said, oh, would you mind taking this drum kit? I said, yeah, okay. So I've got a drum kit in the van. I'm just driving along. I said to Parker, I said, oh, I've got to drive safely because, you know, if some of this stuff gets loose, it'll be really dramatic. And she goes, why? And I said, because there'd be a drum roll. She thought that was hilarious. And I went, what? Like, I was actually outraged that she found that amusing.
Oh, it's really good.
Like, you were supposed to hate that.
It's like, no, you don't. I get my satisfaction hearing you cringe.
It's really good, though.
Don't give me compliments.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's good.
I thought it was awful.
Good.
Yeah, but your opinions are obviously invalid.
Of course. I'm a bald man. And we're second-rate citizens in this society.
It's true.
Don't get me started on that. You can follow me on Twitter.
Watch him rant.
Not really. No one's on Twitter anymore. Brandon's here as well.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Brayden.
I'm here as well. Hi, everybody. How are we doing?
What have you been up to the past week?
Oh, you know, fishing? This and that.
Gone fishing?
This what? And that. Y'all ever tried reading?
Hey?
Reading.
What?
You know when there's like words on a page?
I know of it.
You know, like paper?
Like when they form pictures?
Well, yeah. There's the good ones have pictures.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right.
Tell us more about
I only
this.
Read them for the articles.
Those big double page spreads of Optimus Prime.
Oh,
well, I mean, you laugh, but I've seen websites. Like...
I've drawn fanfic. I mean, what?
Yeah, that's talk. That now talk about rolling out. That's no, legitimately, I will give a recommendation because the Transformers new comic is coming out soon.
Is it?
I read the like the start of that like joint universe that they're doing, the Energon universe. I read Void Rivals, which is
who are they joining with?
Robert Kirkman, G.I. Joe.
Oh.
They've done this a few times, though.
Yeah. So they've got this new one going where it's Transformers and G.I. Joe, but with a new original universe from Robert Kirkman of Walking Dead and Invincible.
What's the artwork like?
Excellent.
Pretty sensational, actually.
It's,
Brad was showing me earlier.
Lorenzo DeFelici. So here's some here. This is, I don't know who this guy is from Transformers.
It's G.I. Joe.
But that's Mr. G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's Rasp from Dino Riders.
But yeah, it's a cool, pretty like...
Can you show me a picture of a Transformer?
There's
Jetfire.
There's Jetfire. He's the first Transformer you see. He appears and he's like, what year is it? And then,
where am I?
And then he flies away. And then they reveal other Transformers stuff
later.
Who we got? The new Transformers comic itself... from Daniel Warren Johnson is off to a great start. There's a slight spoiler.
I don't love the art, so I'm safe. I won't buy it.
Goddamn.
I'm not saying it's bad art.
It's not for me. And they just... So they've got Transformers going as well. They've got G.I. Joe. They've done Duke. They've done Cobra Commander. And then they've just announced that they're doing Destro and...
Lady J or something?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, I can't remember her name.
Lady J or maybe like Roadblock or someone. Oh, Scarlet.
Scarlet, that's the one. So there's Duke and then more recently there was Scarlet.
Yeah.
I don't know where that announcement is, but yeah.
Cool.
So you've been reading that?
Yeah, it's off to a good start.
With your eyeballs?
I'm pretty interested in mainly the Transformers one. That's the one that everyone's on because it looks great. But
how's G.I. Joe still popular?
It's like, so cool. In America.
Oh, well, very American.
What, you mean freedom, liberty, American way, the flag and their logo.
Drink that liberty, democracy. Helldivers 2 for you, baby.
Toot toot.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
So. That's the call Floppy does when he's calling in his airstrikes.
He's like, all right, guys. Toot toot. I'm going to do that now every time.
Floppy, you mentioned before you've been playing the new season of Fortnite.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I am not... It's the one that I've been the least jazzed about.
Yep.
I don't actually give a shit about the new content.
Nah.
I like playing the game still. The gameplay is fine. Like, I don't care about... Like, it's got a lot of Greek mythology in there. I'm not poo-pooing Greek mythology. I've loved Greek mythology in other games.
I find the image of Zeus with a machine gun hilarious.
That I mean, that why. Is... Look, that is... Well, it's funny. That's
I
why.
Laugh my ass off.
I it's loved so Immortals Phoenix Rising with the whole Greek mythology thing. I don't like it in Fortnite.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there.
But so this is the first time in a while I'm not going to do the battle pass because there's nothing in there that I care about.
I only did it last time to get Solid Snake.
Yeah, same.
And I'm doing it this time to get Korra because nothing says the keeper of peace all over the world than a person with a gun.
I was playing
who
with...
Who can shoot fire out of her fist, by the way.
I was playing with friend of the show, Victor the Zeet.
This looks so stupid.
It's dumb. It's like dumb as it hell. Is.
Him just holding a Glock.
Yep.
That's weird.
It is weird. Yeah, I was playing the other night with a friend of the show, Vita the Z.
Thanks for the invite.
So was mate. It was late. So you're in bed already. And we were trying to remember if to get that extra stuff, Korra and things like that, if you had to have the battle pass.
Yes. To get Korra, you do. When they bring out the other Aang ones, that'll be a separate battle pass like the Ninja Turtles.
It would be cool to have Aang, but I just don't give a shit about the battle pass stuff.
Well, then you don't have to. It'll be its own battle pass.
But then do I want to spend $30 to just get that?
It won't be $30. It'll be like 10, 15.
All right, well, then I'll do that.
Yeah, cool.
I bought a cool new emote the other day.
Oh, God, which one?
Oh, I can't remember its name, but it's funky.
Oh, good.
And it makes me look cool.
Anyway, we've been rambling crap. You probably want the show. But let me tell you first about show sponsor, Super Retro Squad. They're a sponsor now because I run both these things. So shut up.
Still doesn't cost anything.
That's right. So I'll pay me later in loving. Anyway, Super Retro Squad, where you can...
That's what the trade table's for.
Come out and watch me find super retro stuff and be excited with all the stuff that I find. I literally go out at 6 o'clock every Sunday morning and go hunting. And I usually get home around 11, 12 o'clock. And we go like right down to Glenelg. We're talking about going down to Victor Harbour one time to film these things. It's ridiculous. But it's a lot of fun.
I went out with them one weekend a couple of months ago. And I was like, oh man, I got a Sunday free. Do you want to do something? He's like, yeah, we'll go out and do some hunting. I'm like, cool. And then the next day he was like, all right, I'll be at your place 5:30 in the morning. I was like, what? I'm like, I get up early, but like, I get up at like 6:30 every day. But that's not like... go out.
Yeah. No, we had to be there at 6 o'clock.
Get up and consume coffee and sit on the couch.
We've got, like, we're at the stage now where we go to these places so often, the sellers or the frequent sellers are starting to recognize us.
Thin guy and bald dude.
Yep. They're starting to hold stuff for us.
Nice.
And put it aside. So
that's what you want. You also told me your hack the other day.
What was my hack?
Of what you're wearing.
Yes. So, for example, I will go hunting in a Nintendo shirt. So that jogs people's memory.
Is that why I only ever get resort clothes and people with hairy chests?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
those right. You know those little trolls that used to get in the 90s?
Yeah. A
heap of them.
Just like wrestling figure toys that all have like tank tops with hairy chests.
Anyway, Michael Towns of Game Boy Games makes great Game Boy games.
He does make great Game Boy games. Game Boy games.
What kind of Game Boy games does Michael Towns make?
Fun little games that you can either purchase or play for free. You can play on your thing. You can purchase from him that are flashed onto a Game Boy card, which is very, very cool.
I can't believe I called him a little gremlin.
Prostitute. I know. But you
he
can play
pays
such...
you money.
Yeah, the most money. You can play games such as Scary Maze. You can play Bonesy. You can play award-winning floppy game. Avcon 2018? 2019?
One of them.
Yeah, what else would you like to say about Game Boy games? It's, I don't know, maybe complimentary.
Well, there is a rumor that Game Boy Games is making another Hack the Dino-centric game.
Really? Mm. Are we getting a floppy game too? Are we getting a sequel?
We may be getting a floppy game too. We could be getting a certain Mellow that is Harsh.
No way, we're going to get Harsh. Fuck, I have to watch that again. That was a crazy night. I'm pretty sure we were all high. If I pay Ben, that makes him the gremlin prostitute.
It's the Goblin Constitute.
Goblin Constitution. Oh, Floppy Game 2, The Rise of the Compact Disc. Anto in the chat, that is amazing.
That's a good name.
That is great.
Yeah, what else does Michael Towns do? Heaps of stuff?
Heaps of stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Braden, what do you like most about Michael Towns?
I like when he comes and hangs out at the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, which is coming up.
The Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair coming up very, very
April
soon.
April 21st?
21st.
Sunday, April 21st.
I tried to start saving and it's not going well.
We're going to be there. I'm going to sell some stuff and then spend money.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to spend as much, but
I'm
going to
sell Ben like a gremlin prostitute.
I was about to jump in there, but thought I'd let you get there first.
Thank you.
Because I'm kind like that.
I saw a picture and got distracted.
But the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair, if you're around Adelaide in South Australia on the 21st, or be not. Sure to come on down. I will be streaming it, I think.
Ooh.
Or at least I'll do walk arounds with the...
Not in the bathrooms again. That was weird.
No. But as part of the Super Retro Squad, I think I will put up some longer videos of going around and hunting and buying stuff and seeing what's there. And we should get our table for the Super Retro Challenge.
Oh, yes.
Or the $20 retro challenge for charity, which we'll talk about shortly.
Yes, we should.
In fact, let's talk about it now. Floppy!
All right. Oh, yes!
What's the $20 retro challenge for charity?
Well, if you were around last year, you would have seen us do a $20 retro challenge where we bought stuff, sold stuff, bought lots more stuff, and then Ben obliterated us all by buying all the things. And then you guys got to vote on the things that we bought. We're doing that again, but we're doing it with a twist. So this year we're doing $20 retro challenge for charity. So we all have $20. Some of us have started buying things. Some of us haven't.
Some of us are out of money and needing to sell things to get more money.
That's me.
Nobody's nerfed.
Ben and I did go out on a weekend that we had to have free, and I purchased in one foul swoop, spent my whole $20, and got 4 out of 5. Of the Land Before Time Pizza Hut puppets from the 80s.
Yep.
That was very cool. Ben has bought a Hercules bag for some reason.
I got that for $2.
Okay, that's why. Dollar too much.
Hang on, let me look up, bring up my my log.
But Braden and Ante will also be purchasing things. And, speaking of log, I've got a story to tell you after the show.
It's log. Oh, God.
So,
I'm
yes.
a scat man.
You have no idea how close you are.
Oh, no.
So,
Vince, is that you?
So we will be going out, buying things, selling them, and trading them, and buying up
out of Braden for
until
one.
At the end of the year.
You won't look at the screen. I did a face.
I'll wait.
Oh, okay.
Until the end of the year when you will also get to vote on who has the coolest thing. But the twist is this time, to avoid us just buying for our own collection, oh my God, I will fucking murder you. I'll murder your face.
I can't understand why you were gone for 6 months.
To let my nerves calm down.
Sorry.
We're going to buy stuff. You're going to choose who had the coolest thing. And then afterwards, we're going to gather all the things that we bought for the retro challenge. We're going to sell them all. And all those proceeds are going to go to Beyond Blue and help some people that need it.
Okay, so far on my $20 retro challenge, I did buy that Hercules backpack for $2. Dinosaur. Please.
This is an audio podcast.
This is an audio
Sorry,
podcast.
Audio listeners, you have no context as to why this is happening.
I bought the dinosaur board game from 1988, which is rather cool.
That is cool.
Then I sold that, got some more money. I bought another board game. I swore I wouldn't do board
what did
games.
What did you buy?
It's called Spyweb from 1996.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, this actually looked pretty cool.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's out in the garage. I'll show you after.
Oh, okay, go.
And then I also purchased a Goosebumps board game, which was complete, and I managed to sell that as well.
Was that the fair where I ran into you?
No.
No, you were looking at a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one there.
Yeah. No, this one was at like a... This is where I got the $10 PlayStation 2 that had Simpsons Hit and Run in it.
Yes.
But yeah... Like it was just a cricket ground, and they were just like all the members just bought crap in and sold it. Like
cool.
There was Nintendo 64 magazines there that I gave Julian. It was a good time. Heir to the Empire. I think I found that for like $3, so
yes,
I grabbed
that. Yes, I remember
that.
Seeing that. That's a book.
Yeah, basically, I have spent all my money and just need to sell things.
Keep an eye on Hack the Dino's Instagram page or Facebook Reels, Shorts, things like that. See what we do find. And then, by all means, at the end, vote on who's got the coolest thing. And then we're going to give all the money to charity. Yeah. You know, we're good folk.
And head on over to hackthedino.com where you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all those things, and also Super Retro Squad because it's a cool time too.
It is. Lots of Wii's that they get fine that they find with stuff in them.
Those videos do so well.
Yeah.
Like I put one up this morning. It's already got like 12K views.
I saw Mario Kart.
Yeah, it was Mario Kart.
Nice.
So many Mario Karts in those Wii's.
Speaking of Mario, I played a little game while I was while I was away. I played this year in the last month.
Right.
I played this little guy. Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Cool.
Now, I've never played the OG Mario versus Donkey Kong, so I didn't really know what I was getting into. It's fucking fun time.
Yeah.
It's really, so I don't know how close the story is to... Is it just a remake? I'm not even sure.
It's a rejigger.
Yeah, so basically Mario brings out a line of toys and Donkey Kong gets really jealous that there was none left on the thing, so he steals them all.
Nice.
And then you have to go and find them all. But this game was excellent. I played this... for like 6 hours on a plane as well, like 3 hours, 3 hours. I played this the whole time. There are typical Mario sort of fashion. You got eight different worlds and each world has six levels that you play through, which are a little puzzle for each level that you sort of work your way around by, you know, find the key, touch the colored blocks to make other ones solid so you can get through to different areas and, you know, avoid bad things. Whether it be birds, whether it be Donkey Kong on certain levels or things like that. But six levels to get through. And at the end of those six levels, you have the ability to collect little mini Marios in each world, which is kind of like a sub-boss level. And then you have the big boss level with Donkey Kong where you've just got to bonk him on the head three times with whatever mechanic is available in that world. It's really cool, really fun. They sort of gradually introduce new mechanics for each world. So it might be if you stand on your hands and do a handstand, things that are falling won't hurt you.
So it's basically a single screen. There's no scrolling at all.
No, so each little world has two screens. There's no scrolling. You can look, some of them go up a little bit or down a little bit and there are bits that you can't see. Mm-hmm. But see how you got the little buttons there? Like you hit the blue button and it makes the red blocks disappear and the blue blocks up here. So it's a puzzle, basically. Each level is a puzzle. Get the key to the door. On the second part, you got to find the Mario toy and get the Mario toy to the door.
Okay.
Really simple premise, but they did a great job of making each world have a different mechanic, therefore making it just different enough to be like, cool, I'm learning something new. I like this. What did get me is I got to the end of the 48 levels.
Oh, wow.
And credits rolled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes, oh, that was cool. I enjoyed that. Bam, another 48 levels rock up. And I was like, fuck, you got me. Having said that, it was the same world, 48 levels, but instead of two screens per one, there was only one and you have a timer. And it's different though. It's different levels. And you have to do different things to get through the levels. And they were just as fun. It was really wholesome and fun.
Yep. And did you complete all the additional 48?
I've completed it. I've now rolled proper credits on the game.
Oh, cool.
I haven't completed 100% for each world on each level. But say like you get the gold star if you get all of it done. I haven't tried two-player mode. But I will. Because, yeah, it was a lot of fun. My kids are now playing it. It's... simple enough for them. It's simple enough for me. You can play it in two different modes. There's casual mode, which gives you a whole bunch of lives. And when you die, you sort of enter a bubble, kind of like 3D Mario World. Yeah. Or you can play it in hard mode where you die, you start again.
Start again, as in
the start of the level again. Oh, okay. Not just a checkpoint. So the casual mode gives you checkpoints that you can just float back to. But yeah, you go standing on his hands. The bricks don't hurt you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just like in the real world.
Just like in the real world. If you walk on your hands, kids, falling bricks won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Try it. I dare you. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I recommend it to anyone that's a Mario fan, that's a DK fan, or just wants a nice little palate cleanser game.
Palate cleanser?
Yeah, I have palate cleansers games. So if I'm playing like a big game that's either heavy on story or long, well, for me, which is like 30 hours, that's a long game. Or heavy on story, or dark, or just, you know, something that takes a lot of attention or has big feels. But before playing another game like that, I play what's called a palate cleanser. It's kind of, you know, whatever they do when you're eating different meals. And this is a nice little one that you can just sort of turn your brain off and play and have a little bit of fun. And then before you jump back into another big sort of heavy game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so this is basically the original Donkey Kong, but the next level up.
Kind of, yeah. So you've got that verticality that Donkey Kong has.
Mm-hmm.
But then enter puzzles from, say, Zelda dungeon with Mario.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way I can
I only say that because they have the hammer and they have the oil bin. Yes. So it's like clearly a callback. And like Donkey Kong's the quotation marks villain in it. So
yeah.
No, this looks cool. Polished well?
Yeah, oh, super well. Like it runs super well. It's polished. It looks
funny
great.
How all the Nintendo games run really well on the Nintendo Switch. And other games from other big successful companies, not so much.
Not so much. It's almost like they were designed for it. No, I really like the little puzzles. Some of them I had to have three or four goes at them, but then you finally sort of... catch the little trick that you need to do. It might be an order that you do something in that makes all of a sudden things make sense. But yeah, great. There's a little mini game in each thing. So if you collect all the letters to the word toy, you get bonus stuff like that. So
do you have to do that while Mario's like on a skateboard in like a school and graffitiing?
But to a wicked soundtrack. But yeah, so yeah, highly recommend Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Gotta catch 'em all.
I do have one other thing. I know this is a very centered around me show.
Well, we haven't seen you in 6 months.
That's
so
like
fair enough.
The idea.
Yeah. So the other thing
I know people love hearing me talk.
One of the things that I made a purchase. I made a quality of life purchase for myself because I wanted to play my Switch more at work. At work when I'm on lunch, I quite often play my Switch, but I hate Joy-Cons. I hate them. Not because they don't work, but because my hands are big and they're so small.
All right, Mr. Braggy.
I got giant hands.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
Look how long those fingers are.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
No wonder you're single.
Cheeks dig it.
I think you're doing the digging.
but so I always feel like I'm going to snap them off.
Yep.
Like, and not that I use anything roughly.
Are we talking about Joy-Cons or other?
Right, and I left it alone.
Joy-Cons. And they're also too small for my big hands. I can't feel like I can use them properly. So I made a quality of life purchase. It wasn't cheap, but I bought this guy.
For the podcast listeners, Floppy's reaching.
I bought up the Nitro Deck, which is a one-piece controller attachment for your Switch. The Switch just slides in. It is a controller, has all your buttons and everything that you would get on two Joy-Cons. Plus, it also has programmable back buttons.
Yeah, scuff buttons on the back.
Yep. And a stand for it.
What I like about it, it is weighty.
It is weighty. It actually feels like a Steam Deck.
Mm. 100%.
I feel sturdy. It is. I think the company is called Cracked.
Crack.
Crack? I don't know how to pronounce it. Is this like C-R-Y-D or something like that? I'm
Brayden,
not sure.
You're a youth. How do you pronounce that word?
How do you pronounce that
Nitro
young person word?
Deck. Nitro Deck.
Not that. The company that made it.
Corked.
Corked.
Is it corked?
Corked. Yeah, corked sounds right.
Yeah. It's your Switch plugs in there and it's super solid like connection. You can charge your Switch while it's in here because it's got USB-C in. It also has USB-C out, which is a weird function, and I probably won't use it. But while your Switch is docked, you can use this thing as a third-party controller,
As
a pro controller, like as a docked pro controller. The analog sticks that they've used on it are a special kind that I can't remember the name of, but they do not get drift.
Hall effects.
Thank you. Don't get drift. No drift.
I was going to say, that one we saw that had the GameCube.
Yeah,
layout.
that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Oh, that looked good. Love the one you've got. So for the podcast listeners, what color is your Nitro Deck?
Mine is it fire orange?
Yeah, it's
fire orange. Translucent orange. I got it because it's like the Nintendo 64 fire orange that my son has, which I love the
it's
color
there
of.
As well.
There is one right over there.
$50.
It also comes in green, purple, and I want to say blue.
So you mean grape green?
Yes.
Or atomic purple?
Yes. Or what was the blue called?
Ice blue.
Ice blue. Yes. But yeah,
not
I love
electric
it.
Blue. That was a really bad John Farnham song.
Yeah. No, Ice House was electric blue.
Oh, who cares?
You can dim. They put some cool quality of life functions in. Like you can dim the light if it's too bright. There's a little just the on light, but you can. They let you dim it. To program the scuff buttons, you just literally hold a button down till it flashes, press the combination that you want, and then press the button again. Done. And then you can reset them just as easy.
So what's the price range? Don't say the exact price if you don't want to.
Well, no, the retail exact price is $150.
Wow.
I did not pay that.
Good.
Well,
I mean, I shouldn't say good. Like, it's clearly
you know what?
A quality product.
I think it is worth it.
Have there been like...
How much is a pair of Joy-Cons? $120.
Yeah, right.
$120 bucks for a pair of Joy-Cons.
For a pair of controllers that are uncomfortable.
Yeah, for me.
Just play it on your TV like real gamers.
Yeah, but this is the thing. This is now allowing me to play comfortably at work on a plane for a long period of time.
Right.
And
you work on a plane?
Well, last month I was on a plane for like 6 hours.
Mm.
So I played this pretty much the whole time. And I play at lunch now nearly every day. And it's going to allow me to finish games that I wasn't playing because I wasn't enjoying the experience of physically holding it and using them. But yeah.
So has there been any research as to if this bricks your console like those other third-party docks used to when the Switch first came out?
Not that I've ever seen.
Well, it is a dock technically, yeah. But like, yeah. Huh. I don't know.
But it has no output to your television or anything like that.
I mean, if you're buying something like this, you really don't need it. Like, you're buying this because you take it with you.
I'm buying this to play undocked specifically.
I do like the way it feels. The Switch screen feels protected in there.
It really, really does. It comes with its own case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got its own carry case, which has a shoulder strap. It has space for like, I don't know, 10 games in there as well. It came with replaceable analog sticks.
Yeah, right.
So you can swap them out, and it also comes with a USB-C charging cable. So it comes with everything you need.
Now, we saw an Animal Crossing motif there for one of them. And all that's got me going, man, I feel like playing Animal Crossing again.
look at the box that they come in too. It is just quality presentation.
Do you want a Animal Crossing-like recommendation?
Yeah, maybe.
Boy, have I got one for you. So,
Stardew Valley? I
learnt about this game just recently. And it's on the Switch, apparently. Oh. It got added to the Switch a year ago. It is called Ooblets.
I've heard of this.
Ooblets is like if Pokemon met Animal Crossing and Stardew.
Wow, that's weird and gross.
And instead of fighting, they have deck building... Well, not deck building, but like deck fights, but you don't fight. It's dance off.
That's cool.
And the language in this game, I was watching a streamer play it, and like all the text that appears is all like, instead of saying yes, it's like gimme. And like, it's like very fun. And
so they're little assholes, basically.
It looks adorable.
The only thing that's not grabbing me is the art style.
That's fair.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys don't have young kids. It's an ABC show.
I used to. She's almost an adult now. Ask me for if she can get a belly button ring today. I said, yeah, it's your body. Do what you want.
Now she's got 7. And a face tattoo.
Hear her coming from a mile away.
Oh, that reminds me of no, that's not an appropriate conversation. Thank you, ADHD brain, for finally letting me jump in and filter some shit.
Speaking of filtering,
yes,
you like filtered water, and you sometimes get filtered water when you're parched. And when you get parched, when you're talking a lot, and
this
when
is
you
a
talk
really
a lot,
long Benway, man.
You when you're at a club or a gathering, so when you with a bunch of friends,
let me know when you're done. I'll come back. See you in 6 months again,
Floppy.
Yes, mate.
Introduce your segment.
All right. We are going to have a new segment, a new weekly segment, well, fortnightly segment, called Game Club.
Game Club.
It's like book club, but fuck reading. We play games.
That's the official byline?
Comics are cool, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
comics are cool. Comics are cool.
Comics aren't real literature, Brandon. Yeah,
there's none of that novel rubbish. So we've decided after a bit of conversation and we were having things, we always try and get each other to play games.
I just want to say to Anton in the live chat who said Ben has to play games in capital letters, fuck you.
Basically, this is a massive ploy just to get Ben to play something different. So what's going to happen?
I worked 12 hours yesterday and then another 10 today. So eat my ass.
That is a game that I do not want to play.
Have before, will again.
Probs. I'll do most things twice. You got to make sure it's not a fluke. But yeah, basically, so Ben...
Incidentally, I told my daughter, because my daughter today told...
Oh, be careful where this goes.
My daughter today said that she told one of her friends who has been an arsehole to suck her dick. I said, that's not bad, but what you really want to say is, eat my ass, eat my entire ass. And she goes, eh, I don't know.
That is actually a quality parenting moment.
Shout out to her. That's a great. Like, yeah. Just cold response.
Because coming from a female, that always stumps people. They just don't know where to go from there.
Well, she wants, she's in the next room. I hope she's not listening. She won't.
You think she's watching the show? Yeah, thought you knew your daughter.
She once had a fight with her friend. And
fisticuffs?
No. A verbal fight. Verbal sparring.
It was a rap battle.
It was. But the friend started up on her, and Parker just turned around and goes, go fuck yourself. And just turned around and walked off. One, just like that. It's like, yeah, that's my kid.
Where did she get her charisma from, dude?
This just does not give a crap, and I love it.
Loves it.
Anyway, we're talking about Game Club.
Anyway, Game Club. So yeah, basically, the four of us are going to come up with a list of games, or we have come up with a list of games that we would like the others to play. And once a fortnight, one of us will be able to, we'll have one of our games picked, and the other three have to try it. Now, we don't have to try it. We don't have to finish the games. As long as you play enough to have
a... someone else play it on a VOD.
Don't do that. Don't, please. I hadn't even thought of that. Fuck. As long as we play enough to be able to have a conversation about it and share some opinions. If you love it, you can finish it if you want. You got 2 weeks. You can play a whole bunch of it. You can play a little bit of it and decide it's not for me. And then the next week, someone else's game gets drawn and we do the same thing. But it's a great way of, I think, us trying games that the other people, that mean something to the others. Mm. So we have also tried to pick games that are easily accessible.
Yar.
That aren't going to cost $100.
Yar.
Or $5.
Yar.
So things that are on Game Pass are great. Things that are on Nintendo Online are great. Or things that are on places like GOG, mm-hmm. like Good Old Games. Mm-hmm. Or Steam that you can get for like $1.70. Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely be doing that.
Anto has done this, has mentioned, put it very well. Expanding our horizons, trying something, getting out of our comfort zones. So I thought I'd go through some of the games that each of us have listed, because you guys don't know what the others have picked.
No.
Like, I've seen all the lists.
Mm. This is going to be interesting.
So I thought I'd go through my... I should have put all of these lists in one place, but I didn't. They're all in personal communication. So
oh, good.
That's why I was after an A4 bit of paper earlier, which did...
I love the way you said paper instead of like making a text document on your phone.
Copy,
like,
paste, yeah. into I wanted messages.
Going to Discord, making a separate channel.
I was like, hey, Ben, do you have an A4 piece of paper and a pen? And he laughed at me. Yeah. Who doesn't have an A4 bit of paper
I don't
a
have
pen?
A printer in this house. Why would I have paper?
Printer? I hardly know her.
Notebook? Anything?
Brad, you sure you're not a dad?
So I'm going to go through the ones that I have picked.
Okay. What have we got?
So the ones I've picked...
So these are in any order, and it's a random choosing.
To do everyone a favor.
So the way I'm going to use it, I'm going to use dice. Down. I'm going to use dice to choose whose list goes first, and then I'll use dice to choose which game off the list goes first.
Sweet.
So, all right. So, Floppy's games that are nominated. Now, we can add to these throughout the year as well.
And we will.
Yes. I have chosen for the very first game, Space Quest. The old Sierra adventure game, which is text-based with a picture. But it's $1.70 at the moment on GOG.
Space Quest.
It's a bit steep.
Well, I don't have a PC that can run
that. Sorry. That's $1.70 for Space Quest 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, my God.
That's the one where you became second nature writing Look Around, right?
Yeah, that's how I learned to type, was playing this game in the 80s. And every screen that you walk to, you type Look Around. So that's what I type on every keyboard that I ever touch all the time.
Do you know what sucks about that?
What?
Every time I hear the word Look Around, I think of the main theme of Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, look at this.
My Limp Bizkit.
Look at this. Ah. So there is also a VGA remake of this, because this is not VGA. But you are a space janitor named Roger Wilco, who is saving the world in a bumbling kind of manner from the Sirenes, the aliens. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And it has horrible, horrible sound. You'll love it.
Just in the comments, Dylan the Villain said that your daughter sounds kind of awesome. Do you know what even is more awesome, Dylan? Is that she wants to be a pediatrician, so she'll be a doctor.
Oh, I thought it was feet. Is that feet doctor?
Not pediatrician. No, she wants to be a kid doctor.
That's pediatrician.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What am I thinking of? I
podiatrist.
Know. Oh, podiatrist. That's all peas.
Anyway, I had the realization she's going to be the doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Allons-y.
The second game I have chosen on my list is a PS2 game called Stuntman. Where your missions are to do a choreographed stunt in a vehicle, landing in certain areas where you might have to do like 180s or jumps for a film. And then when you finish it, it plays that scene back to you. It's amazing.
Forgot about this game.
I've got it on PS2. I think I've got two copies. I'll lend them to people. It is great. Think PS1 Driver, but easier and more fun.
Right.
But yeah, so you have to do this scene that they plan out. They might be like, you have to go down here and like you have to do a burnout, go down here, do a 180, weave close to something and do a jump and then slam on the brakes and stop here. Go in between things, chase that car. And then at the end of it, they show you the film that you've just made. There's that little segment. It's awesome. So much fun. And really easy to get because it's on PS2. My third game is Murdered Soul Suspect.
Hey!
Which is a PS4, Xbox One game.
Yeah.
Where you play a murdered police officer in the opening scene. You get murdered and then you come back as a spirit and catch a serial killer and solve your own murder.
Yeah, it'd be better.
What's
that?
If you
came up as a robot.
If you came back as a robot. I like spirit because you can inhabit other people and move through them. Ooh. It's actually really cool. My fourth game is one I bet no one's ever heard of. It was a little puzzle game that I used to play on my dad's PC back in the day. It's called Superplex. And it is the epitome of that.
I know what a superplex is. It's when you suplex someone from the top. Not a suplex.
Superplex.
No, superplex.
Superplex.
Floppy, superplex. I mean, if anyone's right here, I'm sorry to say.
Superplex. A puzzle game where you spend, it's a level-based game, but it's the epitome of that one more level, one more go. I'll just do one more.
This is giving big bad game arts energy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there's that lad.
Everything is kind of tech-based, like the backgrounds are circuit boards.
This is Boulder Dash.
Pretty much, but probably before Boulder Dash.
Really?
Maybe,
exactly,
or maybe
like
not.
Boulder Dash.
And each level is, you just got to get to the end. Nope. There are scissors and each sort of thing that you come across has a little trick to get past it.
This is legitimately just a Pac-Man ripoff in
yes.
Boulder Dash.
Yep. It is fantastic.
Pac-Madash.
Old MS-DOS wonders. And you had to get an X amount of those Infotrons, I think they were called, before you could go to the exit square.
Infotrons.
I think that's what they're called.
Unobtainium.
Yeah. My last game on my list is one that's available on Wii, PS2, original Xbox, pretty much anything, and it is the Speed Racer game.
He's gaining on you, so you better look alive.
Speed Racer game is amazing. You get to race around doing what they call, not Kung Fu, but Car Fu.
Hell yeah.
By spinning and jumping and knocking other people out of the track.
He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. Dun, he's busy powering up the powerful
super amounts of fun.
And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work, you bet your life, Speed Racer.
Anto's list.
We'll see you through.
Anto's list. Here we go. All right. Anto has four games that he is nominating, which can all be found on Switch Online or cheap on PSN or on Game Pass. Mm-hmm. He has picked Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja from Mega Drive, but it's on the Switch Online expansion pass. Is that one of these ones that's ridiculously hard?
Probably.
Sorry.
It's Anto.
I was typing.
Okay, sorry. Shinobi 3?
Shinobi 3.
Well, let's have a look at Shinobi 3. Basically, I'll go through and I'll read Anto's picks. And we can pick it. He's also picked Super Metroid.
Oh, cool.
So Super Metroid is a game that I own, but I haven't played yet. I own it on original hardware, so that's cool. He's picked Donkey Kong Country 3.
It's the one I haven't played.
You haven't played it at all?
No. Why bother when you've 102% of Donkey Kong Country 2? The
you
best
can't
of
102%.
Games. Yes, you can.
No, by definition alone, 100% is more than
I completely agree.
What was Anto's second one?
For gimmicks.
Second one was Super Metroid. Then it was Donkey Kong Country 3. And then his last one, I don't know it. Rystar?
Rygar?
R-I-S-T-A-R.
Rystar.
From the Mega Drive?
Yes. Mega Drive?
Mega Drive?
Mega Drive.
But I don't
Rystar.
Know that one.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Is it a shoot 'em up? Is
Watch
it a shmup?
Out. He's coming in a far off galaxy. Where is he? An evil alien force.
An evil alien force.
Is at work.
Why are they using Comic Sans?
Comic Sans.
Here he comes. Here comes Rystar. Watch out. You oh better my God, be. How long is this intro?
Bloody hell.
The evil tyrant.
All right, let's go to Brayden's list.
Rystar!
That oh, cool! Look at him; he's a little star.
It's giving Sonic.
Oh, it's a Sonic game.
Oh, great!
Guess who's going to play Sonic game? It's a long one. Show gameplay. Okay,
that's about the intro.
Yeah,
it's giving Sonic.
It's very Sonic game. Okay, so that was a Mega Drive game. All right, now from Brayden has given me a list of like 40 games.
I wasn't sure.
No, that's okay. I like it. Because we'll add to these games throughout the year as well.
It's not a Sonic game.
So I'll read your list, Brayden. You can choose what you would like to show because some of these things we'll all know.
Yeah.
You've got Dicey Dungeons.
Oh, do you guys know this one?
No.
No.
Oh,
where is it? What do we find it on?
I think it's just like, it's generally available on sale like everywhere. Oh, there you go. It's on PS5 and PS4 as of last year.
Cool.
I'll show you the little trailer for it.
You do. We also have Mass Effect 2 on there, Power Wash Simulator.
So this is Dicey Dungeons.
Oh my gosh!
It's dice based, and you have like different cards that give you different powers to try and get you through these dungeons. It's kind of like a roguelike. So you go through like that, and your different dice do different things, and you get these cards and items that give you different attacks and power ups and stuff.
I can see this.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Is it on Switch Online or anything like that? Is it on Switch? Sorry,
I have to double check and see if. Yeah. I imagine it's on Switch. Yeah. I don't know if it's on online or anything.
You've also got Mass Effect 2, which I think we're all familiar with, so we probably need to see a bit. But sounds cool. I have not played Mass Effect 2. Power Wash Simulator.
Hell yeah!
Seen lots of, but never played it. So sounds great. Superliminal.
Oh yes.
Is that the one where you have to change perspectives and things like that? That's cool. I know of it, but once again, have not played it.
This one here.
And then if you bring something closer, it all of a sudden becomes bigger or something like that? Yeah.
It's
Brayden, how hard is it going to be to soup up the old Dino PC so I can run Steam games on them?
I mean, well, depending on the game, you're probably going to be fine. Look how big this controller is.
That is awesome. All right, I can see myself getting lost in that.
It's a lot of fun.
You've also got Vampire Survivors.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
Was that the shoot 'em up or twin stick shooter thing?
It's a garlic-like.
Yeah, auto shooter. And they've updated it like crazy.
Anto says the Dino PC should be cool with anything up to 2020.
You say that, but today, like, it couldn't tell what screen was what.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben had plugged them in wrong.
You've also got Watch Dogs.
Brayden, stop it.
You've also got Watch Dogs 2. That is very cool. That's a good time.
That's the best
I enjoy Watch Dogs 2. Disco Elysium.
That's a good game.
Excellent game.
Very good game.
Yeah. Infamous Second Son.
Hell.
Oh, have you played the Infamous games?
I have not.
They're great.
That's Vampire Survivor.
Yeah, Vampire Survivor. Yeah. Holy heck, yes. Ooh, love that game.
I had not looked at your last game on the list, XCOM 2.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You don't have to play much. You just have to play enough to say how much you hate it.
Yep. Certainly we'll watch those VODs.
All right. And Ben, where did you send me your list? Was that on Messenger?
It was Messenger, I believe.
I really should have thought about this a bit. Hey.
No. That's what I'm here for.
I'm glad that you're writing these down, Brayden.
Well, I wrote Anto's down and I wrote yours down. I did not write mine down.
Maybe we'll write them down more
I'll
later.
I'll make a channel on our Discord. Anyway.
All right, okay, so Ben had... Now, I took Chrono Trigger off of Ben's list because I did say beforehand no Chrono Trigger.
No, you didn't.
No Final Fantasy VII and no Metal Gear. Not because they're bad. They are all awesome, but we talk about them enough.
Huh.
So, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yep, best game.
From is Ben's.
So, a lot of these games I decided to put in knowing that you'd probably played them.
I haven't played Super Mario 3.
And see, a lot of my thought, no, Brayden needs to play these games.
But I also know that this is highly regarded as the best.
Yes.
But I have not played it. So that is very cool. The next one I have played and I love and have finished, but I will play it again for no excuse. I don't need one. Wolfenstein 3D.
Hell yes.
Heck, I'm pretty sure you can just play this in your browser, can't
the
you?
The very first-person shooter game.
Yeah, this was. I played this and then I played Doom.
Yep. I played
in
this,
1993.
I was blown away. Brayden, have you ever played Wolfenstein 3D?
Absolutely not.
You like shooting Nazis?
I love shooting Nazis.
Well, we've got a game for you, my boy.
Oh, boy.
You know what's even better? When you shoot the Navis. The Navis?
Oh, no! The Navi!
When you shoot the Nazis, they scream, ah, mein Leben, which is, my body.
My life.
My life?
My Leben? Life. Leben.
Is it alive? My body.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, there are secret doors. There is there's a lot of dogs. There's treasure.
Do you like shooting robot Hitler?
I love shooting robot Hitler.
Do you like pressing pictures of Hitler? Hopefully there's a cavalcade of treasures or gold behind it.
A stone wall that, funnily enough, has like a green tinge to it. And
holy
so
crap, I love this game. I played this game more than Doom.
Yeah.
So Doom I'd only play at my friend's place. This I had on my 486, and I used to play the crap out of it every day after school. And 100%.
As your health goes down, the face in the middle down the bottom gets more and more bloody.
Yeah. Yep. And it's you so can good. Put in cheats like... Doom. Like, I forgot what they are, but you can type in
IDSBISPOPD.
Yeah. Yes.
IDKFA.
Yeah.
KFA. ID God.
Yep.
No, that was a Doom one. But yeah, such a good time. I can't wait to play. And one more I think you had was. Oh, yeah, two more. Three more. Majora's Mask.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. No, I haven't played it. This one I'm keen on, WWF No Mercy.
Hell yes!
Now, I've heard you speak about this, and I know that it's a lot of people's favorite wrestling game.
Yep, because it's great.
And what's it on?
It's on Nintendo 64.
And is that on the online expansion pass for...
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
So I guess we're having a game night at my place.
Because this is one that you can play four-player, yeah?
Yep.
So correct. We can all come over here and experience this by playing a four-player game.
We certainly can.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, that would be the most fun.
Yep.
And your last one, Pokemon Pinball.
Yeah.
What's that on? Tell me.
Game Boy.
All Game right. Boy Color. Oh, is that the one that had the big rounded...
Yep.
You know what?
Yep, Rumble Pack.
Pretty sure I own that.
Yep, there you go.
Don't know how or when.
Played it huge amounts of time. So a sequel came out, which is actually rather expensive. Like Pokemon Pinball isn't expensive. But Pokemon Pinball is a really good game. It's probably the best out of all those pinball-esque games, like the Little Mermaid Pinball, Kirby Pinball. This was easily the best one.
So I got to say, reading through these lists over the last sort of week and a half, I'm super excited because I don't care what comes up. I want to play it.
Yeah. So well, I mean, with me, you're just going to get retro games. Like,
yeah.
Because that's what I play.
Yeah. And that's what I like. It's the games that mean something to us that don't necessarily get talked about.
Mm.
And I think it's cool to try those and get other people's opinions on something that might mean something to you for different reasons.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So what I think we'll do, Braden, is we'll assign numbers to each other. And have you got a digital tech sorcery dice roller thing?
Google.
All right. So I'll go. So 1, 2, 3, and Anto can be 4.
Why don't you just put numbers next to the game and then roll a d20?
Well, we're going to do that.
Oh, okay.
But we'll pick who goes first and then we'll pick from their
game. Oh, right. I understand. Sorry. Yeah.
So if you can roll a dice, we need a 1 to 4.
A four-sided dice.
One. All right, me.
Floppy's picking first.
All right, so I've got, what was my list? I think I had 5 games.
You do. You have Space Quest, Stuntman, yep. Murdered Soul Suspect, Superplex, and Speed Racer.
All right, if we can... there's no 5-sided die, is there?
Well, we can roll a 6, and a 6 is roll again.
No, okay. Do 6 is Floppy's choice.
Oh.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Roll a 10-sided die. And 1 and 2 can be 1. 2 and...
No, just do a 6.
All right, just do a 6. Skip a 6 is roll again.
Here we go.
Brrr. 1.
You're all playing Space Quest, motherfuckers.
Yes!
I am so goddamn excited for this.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
This is going to be amazing. I don't care how much you play. I just want you to try it out. You do have to type all of your instructions and use your cursor keys to walk around.
I'll be using my cursive. That's
you will have to remember this was written in the 80s.
Whoa!
Before you were born, Braden.
Chocobos just invaded Google.
So for the next 2 weeks, if you could find some time to try out Space Quest 1.
Braden, don't chocobo the PC.
If there is no way... Well, what the hell is going on?
Braden's...
So for those listening, the PC for some reason has been overrun by chocobos. And I'm not really sure what's going on.
It's called brand synergy.
Okay.
No, apparently Square Enix and Google have teamed up. I got told by the chat to type in Chocobo because I was on Google.
Was it Anto by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it might be.
And if you spam it, you get a horde.
I saw a cloud in there. There's Chocobos clouds riding a Chocobo. Through. I saw him with a Busternut sword.
There was a Busternut sword. There he goes.
So you heard that last week's show then.
Yeah, I did. But yeah, Space Quest. If there's no way of you obtaining it for free, I am more than happy to put in the dollars for you to own it from GOG because it means that much to me and I would like you all to experience it.
I will play it. How do you play games on GOG?
You go to the website and you purchase it. You create an account, purchase it, and download it.
Cool.
It gives you everything you need to be able to run it.
So it's like a launcher or?
Yeah.
And do basically. I own it forever or is it just web-based?
Well, you own it digitally. So it's like owning.
You know how you can download these games onto your hard drive?
Yes.
Can I download it?
You will download it.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
But yeah, this it is fantastic. It is you can finish this thing in less than 2 hours.
Michael Towns just said, is it shareware? Just give him a floppy disk.
And Anto has just confirmed, yes, you own it forever.
Sweet.
You get the files there with no DRM.
Okay, that's good. Oh, not really.
So last time I looked on GOG, which was only last week, Space Quest 1, 2, and 3 was $1.70.
I just saw that one of the inputs you had to put in was fasten seatbelt.
Yes. Otherwise, you might land and you'll die.
Oh, my.
So that's the thing. Save often, too, because if you don't... I'll tell you now, if you don't fasten your seatbelt then, you land on the planet and go flying through the fucking windscreen and die.
I'm doing that.
God.
And then you have to go back and do it again.
This is going
to
be a serious learning curve for me, hey?
Yes. So first, every screen, type look around because it'll tell you what's interaction.
Gotcha.
You can interact with.
That's good.
Anto bought this a week or so ago in preparation. I love that.
Damn, Anto got the sixth sense.
I am so fucking excited for this. And then, so next show... Well, everyone can have a little chat and talk about... that's when you would have come flying out the windscreen. Have a little chat about their experiences and what they thought, and then we'll pick the next game.
Nice. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this too. I'm really excited. Does everyone at home like this? What do you think?
That's not the only game we play here on Hack the Dino Gaming Cast, where we talk about the past, present, and future of video games, news, previews, and discussions. We also play a little game called...
Quiz on Your Face.
Or You're Ready for Quiz. Yeah, we say that for years, that I need to develop a title.
We go on, Quiz on Your Face.
Yeah, we'll do it. Anyway, for those of you who haven't heard...
I'll just quickly Google Quiz on Your Face.
No, not on the Dino PC.
Quiz is spelled with a silent J. Just saying.
Je quiz on the Francie. Wow, that's parlez-vous correct.
Parlez-vous
anyway,
français.
I have four questions here. Two from me, two from our Patreon producers, where I will ask a question, give you the people here sitting at this fine establishment four possible answers to that question. First person to yell out their name gets the first chance to answer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they don't, they do not get it right, as the prophecy foretold.
Can I save now?
No.
And then if I get a question wrong, reload?
No. So, as of last show, we have Floppy on 0.
Because I haven't been here.
Zach on 1. Jazz on 1. Braden on 3. And Anto on 4. However, you could be timed with Anto by the end of this.
I could be.
If you're good
Depends
enough.
Depends on how Floppy-esque you made these questions.
Well, let's find out, shall we? And the first question comes from Patreon producer... Dylan the Villain!
Oh, okay.
Okay, Dylan asks, Shigeru Miyamoto disliked a game so much, he was once quoted as saying, it proves that players will put up with mediocre gameplay as long as the art is good. Oh. Shigeru, my boy!
Spicy. Okay,
what game was he talking about?
Can I have a guess?
Okay.
No. Actually, this is always works out for bad. Give me the answers.
A, Donkey Kong Country. B, Star Fox. C, Earthbound. Or D, Super Metroid.
Floppy.
Floppy?
Donkey Kong Country.
Yes, it is.
That's great. It's just now. Straight up being like, that's one ugly ass game.
I know, and it's a first party property.
I remember that because it was so... Like, it's a good game.
Donkey Kong Country's fantastic.
It's a great game. And he was so, like, it's vile.
I remember that was back then, modern game my Nana saw. My Nana saw. Like, before that, she'd seen maybe one or two Atari.
The first modern day game my Nana saw was Checkers.
And she was blown away by it.
Yeah.
Like, the graphics and the interface. She went, wow, that's amazing. And I will also say...
Fucking chocobos.
I brought this up on another show. When I was testing Super Nintendo's that I have purchased, put in a Donkey Kong Country that came with it and just started playing it and threw my Trinitron.
I bet it sounds great.
It sounded I was hearing things in the soundtrack I've never heard before. And I ended up playing half the game just sitting there because it was so good. Nice. Anyway, question number two. In Star Wars, The Force Unleashed, what can you find in the trophy room on the Imperial Kashyyyk level?
Ooh.
Is it A, Jar Jar Binks frozen in carbonite? B, a copy of Star Wars Podracer? C, relics from the ancient art of Taras Kasi? Or D, George Lucas's talent? It explains why it was missing for the prequels.
Can we hear them again, please?
Sure. A, Jar Jar Binks frozen in carbonite. B, a copy of Star Wars Podracer. C, relics from the ancient art of Taras Kasi. Or D, the clear joke.
Braden. Is it Podracer?
It is not.
Floppy. Now, I heard this, but I thought it was a joke. Are you saying this is real?
Well, I don't know. You haven't told me.
Is it Jar Jar Binks frozen in carbonite?
It is Jar Jar Binks frozen in carbonite.
Fuck off, really?
Yeah.
I heard that, but I thought it was a fucking joke.
Just as a reference as well.
Holy shit.
Star Wars Episode 2.
Yeah.
When they go in and try and buy Death Sticks from that Australian.
Yeah.
On the
That's
screen.
The guy from Home and Away.
Yeah. And the Matrix. Mm. On the Mouse. Screen, in the background, they're playing sports. One of the sports.
Oh, Podracer.
Is Podracer.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing that in the fucking cinema and losing my shit.
So we can see on the screen there, Jar Jar Binks frozen in carbonite.
Holy shit.
All right, here we go. Floppy, you're doing pretty well.
That's what I do, mate.
Number Just three. Pretty well. Question number three comes from Townsy, Michael Towns.
Oh,
Michael
strap Towns. Yourself in.
The Shovel Knight amiibo was created by Yacht Club Games at a different factory to the ones released by Nintendo. This factory also made figures for another Toys to Life franchise, which was Disney Infinity. B, Lego Dimensions. C, Skylanders.
You've just read.
I didn't read all his answers. D, Tenga.
Damn it.
Do you know what Tengas are, Floppy?
Braden.
Yes, Braden?
Google it for me.
Going to go with Disney Infinity.
You are correct, Braden.
Now Google Tenga for me.
Nope.
Braden, just do it. Just
actually, no, I will, but I won't bring it up on stream.
You know what? Fuck it, I got a computer.
Nah, do it, Braden. Do it. Just Tenga egg. Just Tenga egg.
Oh, no, I do know what you're talking about.
You know what they are, Floppy?
Yep.
They are eggs that you bonk. You bonk those eggs.
It's a flesh egg.
And you can like have ones that are robots. It's a great time.
That would have been great if that's what they made.
Look at these guys.
Aren't they adorable? Don't you just want to stick your penis in them?
I definitely want to stick your penis in one.
All right, last question. Here we go.
Yes.
I actually really love this one.
Okay.
I'm going to try and not giggle. Here we go. What is the German name for Ocarina of Time? Is it A, Das Vereinkar? B, Das Kapital? C, Ocarina of Nine? Or D, Das Fluten Duten?
Neither of us want to go first.
I'll go. Braden.
Yeah, Braden.
Is it A?
Das Vereinkar.
Yeah.
No, that's German for what a guy.
What a guy.
Can you read out the other three, please?
Das Kapital, Ocarina of Nine.
Go on, do it.
Or Das Fluten Duten.
That one.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh my God.
Thank you, year 8 and 9 German.
Wow.
Das Fluten Duten.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's that, Braden? What are you
He's just looking up Tenga. He just placed an order for Tenga.
There you go.
Das Fluten Duten.
Das Fluten Duten.
That's great.
Was ist Das Fluten Duten?
Did you hear the one the other week with the...
No, I didn't.
What does frag mean?
Frag? Frag?
Correct. It's a French bag.
Oh.
I was very proud of that one.
It's not a word from Battlestar Galactica.
No, it's a French bag.
Frag you.
Frag. A frag.
There you go.
Floppy, would you like to plug something? Talk about what you do?
Plug you, mate.
No,
you can't use a Tenga like that.
I'm not a Tenga.
Sure. I would love to plug myself. You can go over to Instagram, check out Floppy Plays Games, and you will see photos of things that I have purchased that I probably won't play for a very long time, or things that I am playing. My latest one. My latest one was a pickup from today.
Ooh.
Oh, that, there you go. There's RoboCop that I've been playing, and my Nitro deck, things like that. This today, I walked into Savers on a whim. Just happened to go down to the Bunnings, went in there, and this was sitting on one of the shelves behind the counter. Nothing else around it, and I walked in and I saw it, and lights dimmed, and lights shone from heaven, and angels sang, and I purchased it. And it's one of the few Metal Gear games I don't own. I used to have as a kid, but got rid of. Anto, I did get a good deal, and I don't mind saying this, because I donated some stuff at Savers, and they give you a 20% voucher.
Mm-hmm.
I got that for $40, and it is mint.
Yep. Very good. This has even been played.
It has the catalogue inside that came at the Konami catalogue that goes through like their games, and it's like Silent Hill and Metal Gear Solid and stuff like that. I am so happy with that. I was looking around to be like, surely this is a setup.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go reach for it, and it's going to be like Bart with the cupcake. And I'll do it again. Or something like that. But yeah, Floppy Plays Games. Come and have a look at some of the stuff that I bought and like and show. There's my Nitro deck. Oh, the wrestling games. Oh, I went on a wrestling kick because I watched Royal Rumble with Ben. Now I own AEW, WWE 2K24, and 2K20, which I will not be updating and plan on playing in all of its buggy,
awful mess.
Fucked up mess. Because that'll be hilarious.
I reckon you should stream it.
I probably will stream it, actually. I'll not update it, and I'll stream it and just have a fucked up time.
Hell yeah. Brayden, tell us about your fucked up times.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, speaking of fucked up times, actually, yeah, our most recent episode of MMT, Millennial Movie Talk, has actually been hidden on YouTube because Alex showed a clip from Poor Things because he was talking about
it. Did you say Poor Things?
Poor Things.
Oh.
Emma Stone won the Oscar for it. So we did an episode about the Oscars, but it's not on YouTube, so... that's our most recent episode.
Did you get flagged?
We got flagged.
Flagged.
Full on struck and all that.
Oh, you got a struck.
Oh, I don't know if it's a struck.
Oh, okay.
Like, the video's not public.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's a thing. I only just found out about it as I was bringing this up to show you. And I was like, where'd that video go? It's there. It's blocked. Can you see it?
Is it blocked in all countries?
We talked about the Oscars. Everyone watched the Oscars?
No.
I watched
Did you watch I'm Just Ken?
I saw June.
That was great.
I saw June 2 did well.
Have you seen June 2?
Dude, I went to the cinemas and saw that, and I'll be going again.
Have you got the popcorn bucket?
I don't know if that's available here.
It's really? Not.
It's not. No, I think it's an American thing. I went and saw it with my uncle, who is the man that introduced me to the books.
Yep.
Back when I was a young lad.
What you got over there that some cool dude gave you?
Some cool guy today gave me on 3.5-inch floppies. I guess 3.5-inch floppies. A copy of the original June PC game, which I don't know. Maybe I'll have a machine somewhere floating around that might actually play these, or my dad might actually, which would be very, very cool.
So we got that from with Julian from Ghost Games on a hunt.
Yeah,
I also
very
got
cool.
copies of Commander Keen.
This is it. It's like an RPG style thing.
Yeah, Commander Keen. I think I got I think it's just a bunch
Commander
of
Keen Commander is Keen, phenomenal,
and I think I got Lemmings as well.
Oh, so good!
I just grabbed them because I had to.
But yeah, so my uncle is. So my dad introduced me to the game, not this one, but June 2, which was an RTS, and then he was like, "Go talk to your uncle. He's got all the books." And my uncle got me to read the books, and I love them, and it's been my favorite book ever since I was like 12 or 13 or something like that. So we went and watched the film together and were amazed.
I am trying really hard to resist the urge to get a like 486 or a Pentium.
Just do it.
No, I can't. Nah, I've got that much crap in there. Where am I going to put it?
Just put it somewhere.
I can't. I can't. I watch this space next fortnight. I'm going
to
have one.
Find one out.
No,
yeah.
I won't. I shouldn't do it. Anyway, Brayden, back to you. Sorry.
Go to Greenlight Comics. You can go over there. There's actually a new feature that I don't think I've talked about that people can see. On our website, I have a new tab on there called Coming Soon. And every week, we update it with the stuff that is on Final Order Cutoff. So the things that we need to make sure that... I put the wrong photo on here. Don't worry about that.
Oh, fired now.
Actually, no. I'm in the wrong screen. Not Coming Soon. Pre-order. That's what I want. So pre-order every week before the items get cut off because we actually need to get numbers in. You can go through and just like select, like, hey, I want that Assassin's Creed one shot, or hey, I want Marvel's Blood Hunt, but I don't want the normie edition. I want the polybagged explicit R-rated edition with more blood. And yeah, and so that's a cool, easy thing that you can do. Hey Anto, look at this art book. Look at this art book here. It's Final Fantasy VII Remake art book.
What's Michael Towns wants to know where the Tenga comics are.
Yeah, that's got Anto's attention.
Material Ultimania.
It's like WrestleMania, but they use...
But with like curtains?
Yes, correct. They go sewing.
Yeah, so, sweet.
Yeah. That's just a nice little, measly little $83.98 for you. Me? They're just going to message me.
Pittance.
But yeah, it's a nice...
Did you say 398?
No. $80.83.
Oh my God.
No, but
I was gonna be like, man, Anto's gonna be broke.
Yeah, you can just go through that. It's the easiest way to keep up to date on new stuff.
That's cool.
So you don't have to be like everyone who missed out on Ultimate Spider-Man #1,
or those of us who Braden said, do you want me to put you down for a copy? And I went, no thanks.
Yeah,
turn that down flat.
Why?
Because I don't want Green Goblin Iron Man.
Yeah, you like Spider-Man, like
not Man. Alternate reality Green Goblin Iron Man.
Okay, what about you? Do you done any bad game arts or anything like
that? I have not, because I've been focusing on Super Retro Squad.
Shit host.
Well, no, because Super Retro Squad is a fun time where I take around a camera with me in my video game hunting times. And it's nice. Cool because we find some really cool stuff.
I paid way too much is the first thing I saw.
I did. So that was the one where we were going out and one of the sellers had a couple of... vintage Star Wars figures.
Oh.
And my rule is I can buy them if they're super cheap, which the week before I found a whole bunch of them for $1 each.
Yeah, wow.
And that was like, yeah, cool, I'll grab that.
Ooh, model kit.
Then, unfortunately, I paid like $90 for, like, there was the Gronk droid was in there. There was a Jawa with the coat. I found more dinosaurs for my collection.
Are they the ones that you get from the museum
yep.
ones?
Yep, they're actually behind the TV right now.
Nice.
Got some Master of the Universe.
Orko. Yeah. Orko?
This actually might be the one that you're in, Floppy.
I don't think so. I don't remember you seeing that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, spoiler alert for a future episode. I forgot his name, but he's one of the guys who we've become friendly with.
Yeah, we see him at Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. I bought Pokemon Sapphire off him for $6.
I sold him all the rest of my singles, my single comics.
Yep. And then you sold me your hard cases.
That's correct.
Very well used.
Oh, there's some Star Wars figures.
So there's the Star Wars figures there. R2-D2.
That's
and
R5.
Then,
D4.
Yeah, R5's in there. I don't know if... I have to look to see if it's the variant one. But yeah, the Gronk droid's in there as well. But yeah, you should head on over to Super Retro Squad, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. It's a fun time. People have often said, oh, we want to come out hunting with you, but I'm antisocial, so this is the closest you're going to get. So Super Retro Squad.
Even when I go out with him, I have to walk 3 meters behind and slightly to the right.
Yep. And that's so I can get all the bargains first. And
that's just because Ben runs up to anyone in the street and goes, where's your dinosaur toys?
Yes. Correct. But we've been Hack the Dino. I'd like to thank our Patreons who support us at a Patreon level. Floppy, who are our Patreons?
I was about to say it's also so I don't whack you with my giant dong.
Yeah, okay. You keep saying that, but I'm yet to be whacked.
Gonked. Our Patreons, gonked. We would like to say thanks to the people that give us money and allow us to keep doing this show the way that we do it. So thank you all to those people that are down the bottom of the screen. But big thanks go to Seth, a.k.a. I can never say this properly.
Sutecare.
Thank you.
It's not. That's not how you say it.
Sutek.
It's Sutek.
Sutek. Ash Knight, Karen Knight, Dylan the Villain, Triple Indy, Mike Towns, and Game Boy Dad.
You know, we should really update that Patreon. I haven't touched it in years.
I told you, stop touching our Patreons.
Yeah. Nah.
Or at least just wait until they're asleep and then they don't know.
But we've been Hack the Dino. That's illegal.
It's frowned upon.
That's our new catchphrase.
Like masturbating on an aeroplane.
Well, I mean, where, though? Because, you know, the bathroom.
You can masturbate in the bathroom?
Well, not legally. I mean, yes, legally.
I thought that's what the tray table was for.
No. That's for...
Return them to the upright position, am I right?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.